You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. My name is Lou Need Lewis. I am your host, and today I have the honor and privilege of introducing myself for a solo episode. I want to talk to you today about the number 12 principle to success from the book Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. We have been going through this series, 17 principles to success, and today we're going to talk about controlled attention. Controlled attention leads to mastery in any type of human endeavor because it enables one to focus the powers of his mind upon the attainment of a definite objective and to keep it so directed at will. It's your choice to keep it focused on what you are looking for and whatever you desire. Controlled attention is the highest form of self-discipline. It is defined as the act of coordinating all the faculties of the mind and directing their combined power to a definite end. An act that can only be achieved by the strictest form of self-discipline. Requires you to know what you want and have a plan and strategy on how to go about it. Like, you gotta work towards your goal. So let me tell you a brief story to show you how the power of controlled attention and concentration is being used in a specific company. Intel is a manufacturer of computer chips. By concentrating its energy on building better chips, in less than a decade, it has more than quadrupled the speed at which computer processors can deal with information. The rate at which it is able to design and introduce even speedier chips grows faster every year. This happens because Intel concentrates its attention on microprocessors and doesn't worry about other things like software or modems. So achievements of controlled attention or effective concentration requires the application of six factors through the application of self-discipline. The six factors are definiteness of purpose, knowing what your purpose is, what your calling is. And that's what the show we talk about is knowing how you can add value to other people. What is your purpose? There's a great quote that says, best day of your life is the day you were born. The second best day of your life is the day you found out why you were born. That talks about purpose, y'all. Number two, imagination. Number three, desire. Number four, faith. Number five, willpower. And number six, the subconscious mind. All those combined together help you achieve anything you want in life. You just have to know what it is. You have to have the willpower to be disciplined. And you have to have the faith to know that it will come to pass. So definiteness of purpose, deciding on what you want, creating a plan for getting it, and carrying out that plan obviously will require you to concentrate the major portion of your thoughts and efforts towards the attainment of that goal. You need an object on which to focus on, and once you have selected that object, it will grow closer and your view of it will grow clearer. The more you focus on your attention upon it, the faster you will attain it. Y'all, it's really, really simple. Like, controlled attention and focus and really deep concentration is how you are going to attain that goal of yours. I find that if I'm thinking about something really deeply, it manifests. It becomes my reality. And so I'm very mindful on what I focus on. I don't focus a lot on negativity because I'm only going to attract that to myself. And so that's what this controlled attention is about. We all, our thoughts become things. We all what we think about. And so it's like, think of it, garbage in, garbage out, right? If you're listening to the wrong things, the wrong people, or consuming the wrong content, watching TV, especially now we have been quarantined, you got to be diligent about what you are reading, what you are watching, just so you feed the mind, because out of that will flow out your mouth. You know what I mean? mean? So that's today's episode on focus, the desire to focus your attention intently. And that's how you are going to attain your goal and achieve your goals. All right, morning enthusiasts, that is it for today's episode. I love you guys. Stay safe out there. I will talk to you and see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. Stay blessed.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.